The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Yes?
Mr. Shells, you gotta help me. I implore you.
No, you don't. NBC implores me.
Ooh. You get smart with me, and next time, I'm gonna put a brick in my hand. You get my drift?
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, it's my wife. She thinks she's a light switch.
Your wife thinks she's a light switch? How long has she felt like this?
About 6 months, off and on.
All right. Here we go. It's not raining inside. Everybody, a big smile on your face. Because here we go with the old Holy Oldie Show. Everybody now, sing out nice and loud. Okay? Big smile on your face now. Here we go. Count it off, girl. Here we go, everybody. Get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you might get a date. It's the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, starring Soupy Sales with Daryl B. Mordecai and the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band, and me, I'm Ray Dariano. And now, a man who brings a touch of the tropics to Midtown Manhattan, Soupy! Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. And welcome to the Moldy Oldie Show. Today, we've got some great number ones music from this week in Moldy Oldie history. And our featured year is 1968.
Uh-huh.
How are you today, Raymond?
Oh, fine. How are you?
Fine. And listen, I got to tell you something.
What's that?
Now, Dan Fermento and Ben Manila, my producers, were just in here a while ago. And they want me to go skydiving with them tomorrow.
Hey, you'll have a good time.
I don't know.
Really, listen. All you have to do is jump out of an airplane at 10,000 feet and you just remember two things.
What's that?
Check your parachute and check your ripcord.
Yeah, but you left out the most important thing you should check.
What's that?
Your brains. I don't believe you.
So let me ask, who's that guy you were talking to out in the hall?
That's my old friend Shelley.
And what does he do?
Well, right now he's unemployed.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, it isn't.
It isn't? What do you mean?
Well, a lot of people put down unemployment, but there's one good thing about unemployment.
What's that?
Well, when you get up in the morning, you're already there.
That's true.
Listen,
that's true.
Now, before we go any further with the Moldy Oldie Show, I want to wish my engineer Gene Garnes bon voyage.
What's going on with Gene?
Well, Gene told me a little while ago that he and Diana have saved up enough money for them to go to Europe.
Oh, that's great. When are they leaving?
As soon as they've saved up enough to come back.
Yeah. Let's start a salute to the year 1968 with a top 10 hit from a San Francisco band, Sly and the Family Stone, who asked everybody to...
If I could hear the horns blow, Cynthia on the throne.
From January 1968, top 10 for a band out of Cleveland, the Human Beings, and nobody but me. This is Hoopy Sal's Moldy Oldies in here. Soupy.
Thank you, Ray.
No.
I love that song. You know, 1968 was a great year for music and a great year for TV.
Uh-huh.
On Tuesday nights at 7:30, you could watch the Jerry Lewis Show on NBC.
Yeah.
You could watch Lancer on CBS.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And this show was on ABC TV. The Ed Sullivan Show. Who ever forget that?
No.
It was the Mod Squad.
Yeah.
Mod Squad. And you remember who was in that? Michael Cole played Pete Cochran.
Uh-huh.
And Clarence Williams III was Link Hayes.
That's right.
And Peggy Lipton was Julie Barnes.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, she married Quincy Jones. She's still married to him.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And you know who Captain Adam Greer was?
I don't remember. Who was that?
Ty Andrews.
Oh, yeah. How long was that show on?
Well, it ran from September 1968 through August 1973 on ABC TV.
Not bad.
They just don't make TV shows like that these days.
No, they don't.
Yeah, let me check here and see what we got to look forward to this week on TV.
Yeah, what's on?
Yeah, okay, let's check it right here. How about Different Strokes?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Little Gary Coleman is arrested on a 402, making an obscene gesture to a Smurf. All right. The Today Show.
Yeah. Oh,
this week is going to be good. Schedule guest Monday at Rich Little. He does an impression of Jimmy Hoffa, and during the station break, he disappears. Oh, listen, this coming week, on Tuesday, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers shows the kids how he looks in a garter belt. How about this? Dynasty. This week, sexy Joan Collins checks into the Whoopi Motel with the Yale Glee Club. I'm sort of going to look forward to that.
Yeah.
And this is a good one, too. Name That Tune.
When a contestant
is asked to name that tune, she names it Murray and is thrown off the show.
Continue our salute to the Beach Gear 1968. This was the biggest hit from the L.A. band, The Grassroots.
Yeah.
Number 5 from the fall of 68, Midnight Confessions.
Woo.
Soupy time. Moldy oldies. Soupy time.
On your radio.
Ooh,
and that's a real good sign.
The first number one for the Rascals after they dropped Young from their name from August of our featured year 1968. People gotta be free. This is Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
All right, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Now, stay tuned now to the Moldy Oldies show, because coming up in our next segment, I'll tell you about my recent visit to Vincent Price's house, where he put me up for the night. Of course, it took three guys to cut me down the next morning. and also, Diana Ross will be here to tell us about her secret desire to appear in Washington before the highest court in the land, just so she can appear one more time as Diana Ross and the Supremes.
And we'll take a look at this week in Moldy Oldie history, and a number one song that was written and recorded in only 5 minutes, when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies returns.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie show is brought to you by Flintstones. America's kids are Flintstones kids, 10 million strong and growing.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Nectar. A double great feeling making you realize Double Mint's the one for you.
Double fresh, fresh, double smooth, smooth.
Double delicious to chew.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. Double Nectar.
Welcome back to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, everybody. And now we're going to hear some songs that went to number one during this week in Moldy Oldie history. Yeah. Of course, this segment is brought to you by our own number one, Vito.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Listen, you want to work 10 hours a day in old clothes and not get a penny for it?
Yeah.
Want to learn how to nag in 17 different languages?
Yeah.
Want to learn how to say take out the garbage while you're fast asleep?
Yeah.
Ever thought of becoming a full-time wife?
Well,
now you can, thanks to Vito's famous wives school, where their motto is, if you sleep with a horse, I'll get a divorce. At Vito's famous wives school, you'll learn how to make a tuna casserole by remote control. You'll also learn how to quickly remove a ring from the tub and how to remove a ring from the sink. And if the mailman comes inside, how to remove a ring from your finger. Get a free copy of Vito's own best-selling book for wives titled Shin Splints and Household Hints. Vito's famous wives school is as near as your telephone, so when we call, you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
In 1962, this song was written and recorded in just 5 minutes, but it became the biggest hit ever for the Shirelles. Here's Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy, oh my little soldier boy.
Guys, it's Marvin the Barber.
Hey, it's Marvin the Barber. How are you, Marvin?
Oh, if you knew haircuts like I know haircuts. Oh,
what a voice.
Great show today, Soupy. I was listening. Funny isn't the word.
Thank you, Marvin. How's business?
Well, it's looking up.
What do you mean, looking up?
Well, I've been flat on my back.
That's not good for business, Marvin.
Well, I'm ready for business now, Soupy. Need a shave, need a haircut.
I don't think so, Marvin.
Need a friend?
Not now, Marvin. I'm on the air, waiting in the office.
Soupy, I've been a barber since the 1960s. I've been cussed and discussed, boycotted and talked about, lied to, hung up, held up, stood up, and robbed.
Well, why do you stay in this business, Marvin?
I can't wait to see what's going to happen next. Tony Danza, they said, go cut his hair. I said, they canceled Taxi. They said, no, he's on Who's the Boss? I said, who's the boss? They said, I don't know. I said, he's on third base. I said, Tony, now I'm the boss, and I'm cutting your hair. You know what he said?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
The Equalizer, I cut his hair, and I'm good with equalizers and vaporizers, and he has lots of guns, and I collect guns. I have a very rare revolver from Roman times.
Marvin, the Romans didn't have revolvers.
I know. know that's why it's rare. I wanted to show the Equalizer. You know what he said?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Soupy Sales, I cut his hair.
Wait a minute, Marvin. I'm Soupy Sales.
Who cares? I'm on a roll. I said, Soupy, let me cut your hair. You know what he said?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
I don't even know where anybody's office is.
My office is easy to find. Just go outside.
Yeah.
Make a right.
Yeah.
Make a left.
Yeah.
Make another right.
Yeah.
Make a left and you're there. Did you get all that?
Except one part.
What part is that?
Right after you said it's easy to find.
Get lost, Marvin. Going back to this week in 1966, a song written by Percy Sledge when he was working as a hospital orderly. Number one for 2 weeks, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Turning back on his best friend, if he
The title track from the film The Happening. And that was the last single as the Supremes. They were Diana Ross and the Supremes after that. Ho, ho, ho. Number one from this week in 1967 on Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies. And here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. You know what? Being on the Moldy Oldies show, you know, people have been sending me records and books. I got this wonderful new book out on child psychology, mm-hmm. And it has a revolutionary new approach. It sticks up for the parents, mm-hmm. and it's got an answer for everything.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, for instance, if it's breakfast and you're saying, "Now, Johnny, finish your cereal," and the kid folds his arms and says, "Motivate me," the book recommends you lean over, smile gently, and belt him into chops.
And still to come, some one-hit wonders and the song that turned folk rock electric when Soupy Sales' Moldy Oldies returns.
Man, 3 whole hours without a nibble.
Maybe the fish are full. From what?
Worms, I guess.
Think they eat more than worms? I would.
Maybe that's where fish get their vitamins to grow on.
Yuck! Good thing Mom gives us Flintstones instead.
Yeah, they come in more flavors than worms.
We're Flintstones kids, 10 million strong.
Flintstones, now with NutraSweet.
And growing.
And we're back on Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, right now we're going to look at this week in Moldy Oldie history. What have you got for us, Ray?
Okay, it was this week in 1962. Astronaut Scott Carpenter, remember him? He orbited the Earth 3 times aboard the Aurora 7. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. And also that week, New York waiters refused to play tennis on Sunday, claiming they hate to serve on their day off.
Okay, how about this week in 1965?
Yeah.
That was the week the Rolling Stones recorded your favorite, Satisfaction.
That's still my favorite Stones.
Yeah. They did
number.
That in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. And also that week, Walter Bunning of Brooklyn walks out on his wife, Ruth, in the middle of an argument. Unfortunately, they were flying to Miami Beach at the time.
Oh! All right, how about this week in 1967? You know what happened then? Mickey Mantle hit his 500th home run.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And also that week, country singing star Dolly Parton evicts a family of 5 living in her hair.
And before this week in 1965, there was folk music and there was rock music. But the Byrds changed all that by releasing an electric version of Bob Dylan's song, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Dancing.
1971, Mick Jagger married Bianca in Saint-Tropez, France. And that's the Rolling Stones and their second number one hit, Get Off My Cloud, from November 1965. And remembers a couple of years later, Ray, when Mick said to Bianca, get off my back. I'll get it. Hello?
Super, baby, it's me, Murray.
Hey, it's Murray, my agent.
Yeah, Murray the A.
So listen, what's new, Murray?
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but, our accountant says you might have some kind of a tax audit about the dough you made with me.
Really? Are you worried about it?
No, I never lie on the company's tax return.
Good.
I hired the accountant to do that.
Murray.
Yeah. I asked him if my returns look good. He said, for who? I don't like this new guy.
Well, why didn't you use the guy we used last year?
Well, he doesn't get out of prison until November.
Goodbye, Murray.
I love you, babe.
This week in 1969, President Nixon's daughter Tricia had a party at the White House.
Yeah, and one of the two groups to play was the Temptations. This was their first top 20 hit, The Way You Do the Things You Do.
You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the field, you know you could have been a broom. The way you smell so sweet, you know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to.
Turn the lights way down low and maybe
Other pop group to play the White House this week in 1969, the Turtles, and their top 10 hit, Eleanor. And this is Soupy Sales from Oldie Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Hey, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Now, let me bring up to the microphone right now a very talented man, a gifted musician, and my dear friend, a good player, and a leader of the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band. Everybody, would you please welcome Daryl B. Mordecai.
Daryl.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let me sit down here.
Yeah, sit down, Daryl.
How you doing, Mr. Thu?
Fine, and you? You're looking wonderful. Listen, Daryl, let me
you
ask you
much.
Something. Did you and the band ever play the White House?
Which one?
Which one? The White House in Washington, D.C.
Oh, that one. Yeah. No. We never played there, but I remember we stopped at a White Castle in Baltimore one time. I like them burgers, you know. Yeah.
Well, you worked with so many rock and roll acts. Did you ever work with the Turtles?
No, I never did, Mr. Thoop. They were a little too slow for me. Get it? Turtles, they're slow.
Yeah. Listen, you and the band do a lot of live gigs. Where are you guys performing in the near future?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Mr. Thoop. Let's see. I got my little booklet here.
Yeah.
Let's see, next Sunday, we're going to be out in Fresno, California.
Hey, that's a nice city.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be appearing at the Aqua Lounge.
The Aqua Lounge?
Yeah, it's a great club, Mr. Soup. They have a sunken bar, a sunken bandstand. The whole club's underwater.
The whole club?
Yeah. They don't have bouncers. They got lifeguards.
Lifeguards? The Aqua Lounge?
Yeah, it's something else, man. At this place, every night is wet t-shirt night.
Yeah. Where else are you guys playing?
Well, let's see now. A week from Wednesday, we're going to be at the Apollo Theater.
You're playing at the legendary, world-famous Apollo Theater in Harlem, New York?
No, we're playing at Les Defiant's Apollo Bar and Grill in Newark, New Jersey.
Play, Daryl.
Yes, sir. 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be back with more from our featured year, 1968, and Soupy's Joke of the Day, when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies continues. Some great Moldy Oldie one-hit wonders, but first it's time once again for my favorite part of the show, and I happen to know it's Ronnie Spector's favorite, too. It's time for Soupy's Joke of the Day.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, there's this good-looking couple, and they have this beautiful wedding reception at the Plaza on 59th Street in New York, right? And the bride is delighted when the groom takes her away from the great party and rents a horse-drawn carriage, you know, across the street to drive them around Central Park. And no sooner than they step into the carriage, and the horse lurches forward unexpectedly and throws them back into their seats, and the groom yells out, "That's one!" And then as the carriage enters the park, the horse stumbles and causes a jolt to the carriage, and the groom says, "That's two." And when the horse narrowly misses a car, and the groom says, "That's three," and he pulls out a revolver and puts a bullet right through the horse's head.
Whoa.
And the bride is stunned, and she looks at him, and she says, "My God, what have you done? What kind of man have I married?" And the groom looks at her and says, "That's one."
Sha-la-la-la, 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 sha-la-la-la.
got the mum 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 give it sha la 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 sha la la la.
Thank you.
band broke up not long after they hit the top five in May 1970. The Blues Image and Ride, Captain Ride. Hey, now you stay with us because coming up in our second hour, you'll hear about the Los Angeles secretary who got her word processor confused with her food processor and ended up mincing her words.
Also coming up, some famous birthdays and more from our featured year, 1968, when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies returns. Yes! Yes! Welcome back to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies. This hour, we'll tell you six fun ways to frigazee a chicken. And now, here's a man who knows Topo Gigio's home phone number, Soupy Sales.
Had a little rat and changed it on me. Anyway, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. This hour, we'll be listening to some great old garage bands, and we've got famous birthdays to celebrate, and right now, we've got more of our salute to featured year 1968. And this segment is brought to you by a guy who's been around since 1968, Vito. Hey, listen, you want to intimidate old people?
Yeah.
Want to be on a first-name basis with rats and mice?
Yeah.
Want to learn how to break the law without someone breaking your neck?
Yeah.
Ever thought of becoming a professional slumlord?
Well,
now you can, thanks to Vito's famous slumlord school, where their motto is, either pay a deposit or live in a closet. At Vito's famous slumlord school, you'll learn how to teach a vicious German shepherd to collect the rents and make deposits on the carpet. Learn how to paint a five-room apartment by phone. Learn how to cut down on water by offering to sandpaper tenants on bath night, and Vito will personally show you how to successfully move seven thin families into a one-room apartment. Call now and get a free rodent obedience course where you can actually teach a rat to protect your valuables while you're standing in the unemployment line. Vito's famous slumlord school is as near as your phone. Let us call you and you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
This band from Oxford, Ohio was told their recording contract would be dropped if they didn't record this song. They didn't like it, but they recorded it to keep their career alive and went to number one February 1968, The Lemon Pipers and Green Tambourine.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you'll hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Drop a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play.
back in 1968, they were known as Double Dynamite.
Yeah.
Sam and Dave with a number 9 song from the spring of our featured year, 1968, I Thank You.
Oh, that's
a good one. Of course, back in 1968, I was a regular on the TV show What's My Line?
All right.
And now, in 1968, on Thursday nights at 7:30, you could watch The Ugliest Girl in Town on ABC. Blondie was on CBS. And this show was on NBC TV.
Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man, with an eye like an eagle and as tall as a mountain was he.
I know, somehow I missed the violins.
Yes.
Yes, Daniel Boone.
Ah, yes.
Yes, Daniel Boone. Remember Daniel Boone? You remember who played Daniel Boone? Fess Parker.
Yeah.
Because he'd also played Davy Crockett.
That's right.
Yeah. Also, Ed Ames was Mingo.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Rebecca Boone was played by Patricia Blair.
Mm-hmm.
And Cincinnatus was in Ohio. No, was played by Dal McKinnon. And my good friend who played Gabe Cooper on the show was Roosevelt Greer.
That's great. How long did that show run?
Well, it ran from September 1964 through August 1970 on NBC TV.
Daniel Boone.
You betcha. Yeah. All right, I tell you what. Let me check here and see what's on TV this coming
week. Good idea. Yeah,
yeah. People will probably remember these shows.
Years
from now. Oh, hey, coming up, Magnum P.I. this week.
Oh, that's good.
A gang kidnaps singer Don Ho and later releases him when he threatens to sing Tiny Bubbles. Oh, how about this? Nashville Tonight. That's a good show. When Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter, sings off key, the audience gives her the shaft. How about this? Oh, it's a Muppet Show rerun.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Kermit goes to the doctor and is puzzled when the doctor tells him he has a frog in his throat. Oh, here's a good one. The Equalizer.
That's good.
The Equalizer. When clients are too scared to finger a killer, the Equalizer goes after the killer and bites his finger. And Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, yeah.
When a lady contestant shows up dressed as a 40-acre farm, host Monty Hall rotates her crops.
This was the only song Paul Simon wrote for the film The Graduate that made it to the soundtrack. Number one from June 1968. Here are Simon and Garfunkel with Mrs. Robinson.
So far.
had that Motown sound, but they were really a band from London, England. The Foundations, and a hit from January of our featured year, 1968, Baby, Now That I've Found You.
Yeah.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Soupy, it's me, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
You know Shirley from down the hall?
I know Shirley.
Shirley, the stewardess?
Shirley, I know.
Do you know a good lawyer?
Yeah, I know a good lawyer. I got a traffic ticket, and he had it reduced to second-degree manslaughter.
Well, do you think he'll represent me? I don't have much money.
Well, you're in luck. He works on a contingency basis. Of course, that's an old gold mining term.
An old gold mining term?
Yeah, meaning he gets the gold and you get the shed. What are you laughing at?
I don't know.
Shirley, what's all this about?
I'm looking to sue my new boss for sexual harassment.
Your new boss?
Yes. I got a part-time job at an office typing. I thought I could use the extra money. I worked there for 3 weeks.
So what happened?
Well, for the first week's pay, my boss gave me a beautiful negligee.
Yeah?
Well, for my second week's pay, he gave me an expensive fur coat.
And the third week?
He raised my first week's pay. That old buzzard.
Yeah.
I slapped him silly. He shook more than a bowl of Jell-O.
Yeah. Goodbye, Shirley.
Goodbye, Soupy. A bowl of Jell-O.
Up next, Moldy Oldie Garage Songs and a hit single from Muff and his younger brother when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies continues.
Hey, Tommy, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Probably a stuntman.
How do you get to be that?
Well, to start with, Mom uses Flintstones every day.
You mean her vitamins?
Sure. She says they'll help us grow up and be what we want to be.
So what's Mom think about you being a stuntman?
Shh. She thinks I'm going to be a dentist.
We're Flintstones kids. 10 million strong.
Flintstones. Now with NutraSweet.
And growing.
Welcome back to Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldies. Here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody.
All right.
You know, we got some famous Moldy Oldie birthdays to celebrate this week.
Oh, really? Who was born this week?
Well, who was born this week? How about Eric Burden from the Animals? I like him. I work with him.
We worked
Steel Pier in Atlantic City
in
1966. Also, today is the birthday of fine singer. First did his first TV show with me.
Who's
in
that?
Detroit when he was 18 years old. Bobby Darin.
Ah, Bobby. Oh.
And also, this week's the birthday, Donovan.
Donovan,
yes. Also, another fine singer, Dave Mason.
Oh, great.
Birthday. Yeah. How about Richie Valens has a birthday this week?
Here's
another one of my friends from Detroit. We work together, Mary Wells.
Isn't she great?
I love her. Mm-hmm. And Stevie Wonder, also from Detroit.
Oh,
wow.
That's
great. Great.
Now, what if someone's tuned into the show today and it happens to be their birthday this week? What do you have to tell them?
I'm glad you asked.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you were born this week, you were born on the sign of the chicken. So if your car breaks down, you can always pull it to work. Today would be an excellent day to whitewash a bull. Crochet two hummingbirds together and arm wrestle a meter maid. You claim to be an intelligent person, but whereas you can spell Mississippi the state, you can't spell Mississippi the river. Do something nice for your family.
Yeah.
Take them to a Hell's Angels picnic and teach the kids to call the guy in the beard sissy. This would be a good day to ride around with your top down, but if you're passing some daycare centers, we hope you'll cover up.
Stevie Winwood was born this week, 1948, in Birmingham, England. At the age of 15, he and his older brother, Muff, joined the Spencer Davis Group. In January 1967, they had their first hit, Gimme Some Lovin'.
Yeah.
this week in 1943 in the Motor City, and she was one of the first artists signed to Motown. That was Two Lovers, top 10 from December 1962. I'll get the door. I wonder who's at the door. I'll get it, Ray. Just a second. Hold on. I'm coming. Just a second.
Hiya, fellas. It's Jerry and the Magic Coffee Wagon.
Hey, it's Jerry with the coffee and donuts. How are you, Jerry?
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Yeah, what's wrong?
My boss is mad at me because I wore long underwear this morning.
How could he tell?
Because I forgot to put on my pants.
Can we have some coffee, please?
Sidney, and I have a new sideline. I started selling mink coats.
Mink coats?
Sidney, look. Here's a beauty for only
$50. $50? How can you sell them so cheap?
Well, I have no overhead. I don't advertise. I don't pay any rent. And I steal the coats.
You don't steal the coats, Jerry. I just think your mind is wandering.
Yeah, I think some night I'll go with it. It certainly has more fun than I do.
Jerry, don't hustle mink coats.
Well, you know the old saying, you can't take it with you.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I have a proposition that's even better.
And what's this?
Since you can't take it with you, why don't you let me hold it till you get back?
Serve the coffee, Jerry. Why don't you let me hold it until you get back?
I make the world's best coffee. That's all there is to that. I would have been here sooner, but my wagon had a flat. Drink a lot of coffee. It's healthy as can be. I drink 100 cups a day, and nothing's wrong with me.
Hey, thank you for the poem, Jerry, but just give us the coffee.
If you give me water, 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 I need water.
Are you thirsty, Jerry?
No, but if I don't wash my undies, who's going to dance with me?
Say goodbye, Jerry.
Goodbye, Jerry.
It was this week in 1950 when Steve Lynn Morris was born in Saginaw, Michigan. Happy 36th birthday to one of the greatest singers and songwriters of all time, Stevie Wonder. Here's his 1966 classic, Uptight.
Across the
Richie Valens, who was born Richie Valenzuela this week in 1941 in Los Angeles. I get it. Hello?
Mr. Sanchez, Julian.
Hi, Julian. How are you?
Julian, I'm Inanna.
Yes, I know, Julian.
I'm your driver.
Julian, I know you're my driver.
Of course you do. Yes. If you didn't know, then you wouldn't know.
That's right.
Listen, I'm going to be a little late today.
Uh-huh. Why this time?
Well, I'm stuck in a traffic jam out here at the racetrack.
Well, why are you at the racetrack when you're supposed to be working?
Oh, I had to go, Mr. Soupy Sands. I had a hot tip, you see. I went out and I bet $10 on the very first race.
Uh-huh. Well, did you win?
If Paul Revere would have ridden this horse, we'd still be under British rule.
You pick me up, Julian.
Yes, sir.
Stay with us, because we'll find out how many teardrops are too many teardrops when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies return.
All right, all right. All right.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure.
Moldy Oldies, you're Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Coming up, we've got the further adventures of Philo Kvetch, but right now, we're going to listen to some great garage rock songs.
Believe it or don't.
If all the senior citizens in St. Petersburg, Florida, were placed end-to-end on the main street of town, the sound of false teeth clicking would set off every smoke detector within a radius of 500 miles.
Believe it or don't.
One of the greatest garage rock songs of all time. It was originally titled Too Many Teardrops, but it hit number one in October of 1966 as 96 Tears. Here's Question Mark and the Mysterians.
Too many teardrops. Too many teardrops for one heart.
it's time once again for the sensational and often ridiculous adventures of Philo Kvetch, world's greatest part-time private eye. Today's episode, Foggy Days and Mondays, always get me down.
The fog had rolled out to sea and the rains had come. I was on my way to the offshore bar. I had to get the other half of the map.
Where to, Mac?
Boy, was he ugly. Last time I saw a face like that, Tarzan was feeding it bananas. The offshore bar.
All right, everybody out.
What's the big idea?
I don't take no parties to the offshore. That place is off limits for anyone who values their life.
Surely you jest.
Yes, I do. Jest between us, Mac. Don't go there.
It's my job. Danger's my business. I can't explain it. What was I getting myself into? Well, I wasn't worried. Old Philo'd been around, and I didn't know the meaning of the word fear. Also, I didn't know the meaning of about 500 other words. The driver had stopped on a dime. Unfortunately, the dime was in somebody's pocket. Being a freelance priest, I gave the bum his last rites and walked into the offshore bar. It was rough, all right.
Watch it!
And that was a guy trying to get his coat from the hat check girl.
Well, you gonna stand there or come in? My name's Guido.
Well, isn't Guido a funny name for hat check lady?
My mother wanted a boy.
Has Sam been around?
Yeah, he's upstairs. First door on your right.
Bullseye, he was here. I made my way through the crowded room. I noticed sawdust on the floor. Then I looked again. It wasn't sawdust. It was the furniture from the night before. I climbed the stairs and knocked on the door.
Come in. Come in, Kvetch. I've been expecting you.
The room was a mess. Empty cans and cartons of fast food littered the room. Then I got a whiff of a perfume I had smelled before. I asked the old pirate, is that perfume I smell?
It is, and you do.
He opened up the door to an adjoining room, and there she stood, the same blonde that had hired me to find the pirate.
What was the blonde doing there? What did she have in store for Philo? And what did he have in mind for her? Be with us next time when we hear Philo say... on the further adventures of Philo Kvetch, world's greatest part-time private eye.
He'll never get out of this. He's never gone.
Even though this hit single from 1966 was all about Boston, the band was really from Los Angeles. The Standells and Dirty Water.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you a story.
Yeah.
At the Chase in Portland, Oregon. That went to number two at the end of 1963. The Kingsmen and Louie Louie. Hey, stay tuned. More Moldy Oldies coming up. And in the next segment, superstar singer Tom Jones will be here to tell us once and for all he did not come from Wales. He had normal parents.
Now don't go anywhere because we'll be right back with some Detroit Wheels and more of Soupy Sale Moldy Oldies.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show has been brought to you by Double Mint Gum. Double your pleasure with Double Mint Gum.
Man, 3 whole hours without a nibble.
Maybe the fish are full. From what?
Worms, I guess.
You think they eat more than worms? I would.
Maybe that's where fish get their vitamins to grow on.
Yuck! Good thing Mom gives us Flintstones instead.
Yeah, they come with more flavors than worms.
We're Flintstones kids.
Flintstones, now with NutraSweet.
And growing.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Mint Gum. A double great feeling, making you realize Double Mint's the one for you.
Double fresh, fresh, double smooth.
Back on Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldies. Here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, listen, you don't want to miss next week on the Moldy Oldies show because we got some great special guests going to be dropping around.
Oh, really? Like who?
I'll tell you. Whoopi Goldwater.
Whoopi Goldwater?
Yeah, that's right. Star of The Color Purple, who now represents the state of Arizona. We're going to have Flea Marvin.
Flea Marvin.
That's right. Tough movie hero who has gone to the dogs. Also, we got Smokey Robinson Crusoe.
Smokey Robinson Crusoe.
Yeah, superstar Motown recording artist who only writes songs on Fridays. Squirt Reynolds.
Squirt Reynolds.
That's right, popular movie star who is 60% talent and 40% water. We got Lacey Keach going to be
Lacey
here.
Lacey Keach.
That's right, star of Mike Hammer TV show who now wears women's underwear. Lacey Keach. Boney Curtis will be here.
Boney Curtis.
Former movie idol who has lost too much weight. And also, Johnny Parson will be here.
Johnny Parson.
Popular TV host who prays he doesn't get married again.
He was born William LaVise in 1947. In 1965, he changed his name to Mitch Ryder, and along with the Detroit Wheels, had a top five hit in late 1966 with Devil with a Blue Dress On.
Some scenes from next week's Moldy Oldies show.
Take a good rest.
Keep your mouth shut.
We know where we can grab off a load of sugar.
It was several nights later.
Listen, you.
Say. Gunnigan, city editor of the Daily Sentinel, received a phone call.
More than that.
The following morning.
Mark my word.
Yeah, that's right, Steve.
What do you mean by that?
That night.
Get out of that truck. Hey, let go of me.
The following morning in Britt Reed's office.
What got you out of bed?
There's no time for kidding.
Really?
The morning following the truck holdup.
Sure, that goes without saying.
That could be the answer.
Britt Reed reached Cato at the apartment. See you at dinner time. Late that afternoon at police headquarters.
Shut up a minute. I don't care what Steve does now.
Oh, I wasn't killing.
Wait a minute.
Kato, start the car.
A short time later, inside police headquarters...
That's the harness car outside.
Hey, that's exactly what happened.
All that and a lot more on next week's Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies show. Yeah, all right. Hey, listen, thank you so much for being with us today. Hey, I want to thank you all for being so nice. Thank you for all those cards and letters. And until I see you next week at the same time, you have a great week. Take good care of yourselves. Remember, I love you. Here's a big kiss. Bye-bye, everybody.
This has been Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, starring Soupy Sales, produced by Dan Fermento and Ben Manila for Radio Today. Executive producer Frank Cody. Recording technicians Gene Garnes and Betsy Torres. Special thanks to Paul DeVere, Rodney Belazaire, and Mark Humble. Soupy's jingles are performed by the Phantoms. I'm Ray Dariano. Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies has been a presentation of NBC Radio Entertainment.